Hi, I'm David Smith. I'm a senior software engineer at Microsoft. I've been with the company for about 8 years. Today, I'm super excited to talk to you about what we've been doing over the last year and a half to save time and resources and really improve our customer experiences by leveraging some Azure cloud service offerings and utilizing several new agile patterns and practices. With me today is my partner in crime, Rajesh Patel.
Hi, my name is Rajesh, and I'm a build manager in MSIT. I've been with Microsoft for 7 years. Throughout those 7 years, I've noticed significant challenges with how we developed and delivered solutions for our customers. Our quality releases were too large and overlapped too much. We had to use many different code lines and took forever to get an idea to the business. We had many sets of environments, each serving its own purpose, such as a dev environment, a test automation environment, enterprise systems integrations environment, et cetera, for each overlapping release, and we needed to support all of them simultaneously. Yeah. All of this led to huge strain on our resources and for both people and hardware.
Yeah, I remember many late nights at the end of a long delivery cycle. And that's the thing, as a developer, there's really three things that keep me up late at night. One are these long, complex development cycles we've been talking about. Two are large, delayed sets of code merging where we're bringing one code line back into another. And three is synthetic testing. That's where, no matter how good we plan pre-production testing, it's never as good as executing in production. So looking around at some of the new agile patterns in the industry and within other teams at Microsoft, we discovered that there were really some different ways to do this if we were willing to make some bold changes in our strategy. Instead of trying to reduce risk by slowing down and taking longer and delivering large sets of change, we would focus on ways to reduce risk by actually delivering small changes more frequently.
Yeah, and this would improve customer experiences because it means fixing bugs and releasing features much faster. At the same time, we reduce our footprint by minimizing our environments and moving to Azure cloud services. Reduces internal strain on resources.
Yeah, so let's get down to it and talk about some solutions. The light bulb really went off for me when I was researching a method called feature flighting along with user segmentation and telemetry. There are several different ways to do feature flighting. The way we do it is runtime feature flagging, where we developed a very basic system utilizing an Azure portal and table storage and Redis cache to manage the state of feature flags at runtime. During development of a new feature, we create a flag, and we use a helper library in our code to check the state of that flag at runtime. So by default, all of our code is deployed into production in the off state, and then my friend Rajesh here can simply turn a feature on when it's ready.
That's right. Now,
by itself, feature flagging is phenomenal, but when you combine it with a concept called user segmentation, it really becomes a game changer. User segmentation is a process where you carefully control the exposure of a new feature depending on the user of your application. So instead of turning the feature on for all of your users at once, you slowly expose the new feature to an expanding set of users that you've grouped together based on a risk profile. This is non-synthetic testing. You put your code into production and you have real users with real scenarios using real data and real security in a real environment to give you real assurance that code works before you turn it on for all of your users. This allows you to minimize the size of your releases, reduces your compound risk, makes troubleshooting easier, allows you to minimize the number of your code branches during development, reduces merging, and allows you to really do verification of changes in production.
And using the solutions David just described, not only were we able to release some features early, but we were able to fix bugs early in the cycle, and thus respond to customer issues faster as opposed to waiting for another quarterly release. However, what's most impactful from a service engineering perspective is that we no longer have the rollback issue if something were to go wrong with the newly deployed bits. The telemetry data gathered by applications inside service in Azure in real time helps us isolate the problem area, and depending upon where the problem is, we can basically turn that problematic feature off in a worst case scenario. On the contrary, without feature flagging, we would have had to do a full rollback of the bits in some scenarios. And another positive impact is that feature flagging allows us for deployments in blocks or chunks as opposed to deploying all of the bits at one time. This is a huge win for us, especially since we do not have to stay long hours over the weekends. You know that.
Yes.
For example, for the November quarterly release, we deployed bits to production in multiple blocks ahead of time and were able to go home early on a Friday night after deploying the last block of bits.
I slept well that night.
Yeah, that's good. The release really just consisted of turning on some flags. Let me also speak a bit about reducing our footprint and our move to Azure. In the past, we used to procure physical servers, and there were a lot of manual processes involved with cycling the environments. By reducing the overlapping code lines, we were able to focus all our resources on a single set of environments, ensuring higher availability and increasing our build and deploy automation to increase overall build speed. Moving to Azure VMs in IaaS, Infrastructure as a Service, allowed us to shorten our environment provisioning duration. Physical servers would take us days, if not weeks, you remember that, David,
yes,
to get an environment set up here from my engineering partner, David.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than a developer sitting around waiting for an environment to be provisioned.
Yes, however, the use of Azure VMs, we are now in a position to provision an environment in a matter of hours.
Yeah.
Feature flagging eliminates the need to have dedicated environment for each of the releases. It's an efficient process since now we only need to provision one or two sets of environments, regardless of the number of overlapping releases, I mean, in a reasonable manner. Deploying to, say, the same environment reduces the time required for deployment, which translates into cost savings for business.
Yeah, and not only is there a cost savings for business, but just the impact of, let's say, remember in our last February quarterly release, mm-hmm. we actually had a feature that was ready to go and it was being deployed. And on Saturday night, we discovered that there was a data issue in production that we didn't find in pre-production. And at the last minute, we decided, hey, we'll just leave this feature flag off. And the savings of the impact in the business there was tremendous. So with that, I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to watch us talk about where we've been in the past and what we've learned using these agile practices of feature flagging and user segmentation, combined with the Azure platform services like Application Insights to make all of our lives easier.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much for watching. I hope by sharing this, you can take this back to your organizations and improve your customers' experiences too.